Hey, what's going on? It's your man Cass with a couple of critics. Today I'm running solo today. I know that's weird, right? Running solo because I recently went to the Janet Jackson concert, and of course my better half could not make it due to various reasons, things going on. So I went with a friend and to see Janet Jackson. Now, another reason why my better half did not come was because this would be the third time we're seeing Janet. Now, I'm a huge Janet Jackson fan. I mean, you know, in another lifetime, in a parallel universe, in the multiverse, she's actually my wife. We have kids and we're actually happy right now traveling the world. Unfortunately, this reality hasn't caught up yet, but soon it will. I've been a huge fan of Janet Jackson since Penny days. Now, if you don't know Janet Jackson and Penny from Good Times, then I don't know what to tell you. I may be one of the rare people who got her first album, Janet, like her first album where she's in the water, her head's tipping out, like her first album before Control. So I'm a huge Janet fan, love her to death. So, you know, anytime she comes to town, I want to see her. I was never able to see her growing up due to, I don't know, being broken poor. But, you know, so when I got the opportunity, you know, being a grown person to start seeing concerts and stuff, Janet was definitely on my bucket list. First time I saw her was 2015. That's when she just got her divorce from the gentleman and she was back on the road again. It was a great tour. It was a great show. I loved it to death. And then last year she came, and then she came again this year. So I see her all three times. So we know Janet has had a career that most female artists pray for. She's part of a phenomenal legacy. Of course, she's the brother of Michael Jackson. But just on her own merits, probably out of the Jackson family, you know, it's Michael, but then it's Janet. She has made a name for herself worldwide. Her music is timeless. Her style is timeless. And she is an artist that I have grown to love to see. Unfortunately, you know, there have been a little bit mishaps, rumors, bad relationships. You have the whole Super Bowl incident where Justin Timberlake took off her thing and exposed her boobs, even though I don't understand why it was an issue because she had a pasty over her nipple. But anyway, that's another story. So, but her career has been definitely phenomenal. And there's really no comparison to her career. The Beyoncés, the Rihannas all have to thank Janet for paving the way to be a mega superstar. You know, Janet Jackson, you know, Madonna, Mariah Carey's, you know, these are the 80s artists that have come, that have reached heights that, you know, at the end of the day, Beyonce, and those type of artists really have to be thankful for artists like her. Being a black woman to be in the industry and to be as independent and headstrong and a boss as she is a testament to true black girl magic, as they call it. So a little bit about the show. Now, I have to admit, the show she did wasn't really different than the show she did last year. There really wasn't a difference in, you know, the stage was a little bit different, you know, dancers a little bit different, but in general, wasn't different. I mean, it's a great show, don't get me wrong, but it was not different. It wasn't like a completely new show, like the one from 2015 to the one last to this tour, completely different shows. The music selection, definitely, because she did all the classics. She did all the, you know, what you, you know, Control and Black Cat and Rhythm Nation and all that stuff. So, you know, she ended the tour with Together Again, which she did last year as well. That's always her show closer. And it's a great show. It's not super duper polytechnic, where, you know, you have all these polytechnics and stuff like that, that overbearing. I've been to concerts before where it's so much going on in the concert that, like, it overshadows the artists themselves. And hers weren't. She did a show where it was very intimate as far as focused on her, focused on the music. She had about four outfit changes, so that was definitely nice. She had a great dancer. The dancers were definitely good. She didn't rely on props and the dancers for the show. She was very active. I've been to shows before where artists are relying so much on the polytechs and all that and the dancers and stuff, and they're not out there being the main character. They're not working. You know, their supporting act is so supportive that takes away from them. But with Jan, it's not like that. She's up there dancing, doing her thing. Her vocally, she sounded great. I do believe, and I could be wrong, that some parts of the show were already pre-recorded. But I mean, in essence, her vocals. I've always questioned Jan Jackson's vocals. They are so sweet and clear that, you know, I'm like, man, it sounds, you know, she sounds just like she does recording wise, you know? So I've always had that question, but I mean, you know, obviously she's singing her songs and she's from the old school. And when I mean the old school artists is the artists that were, they spent hours and hours dancing and singing. You know, I think the last artist to be trained like that probably is somebody like a Usher, to be trained vocally, to dance, perform, and still keep your tone and your vocals on point. I don't even think Chris Brown was trained like that. You know what I'm saying? He's the newer school artist. I mean, he could sing and dance, don't get me wrong, but the older school artists were really trained to, like, be high intensity dancing and still maintain the vocals' perfect tone. So, you know, she's from that school. So, you know, she's hitting the notes perfectly. She's sounding like she sounds on the album. I'm always disappointed at concerts when I go there and the artist sounds completely different than the vocals. You know, rappers are famous for that. You know, where you go to the show, they don't even sound like they do on the album, you know. You know, she's definitely from that old school, you know, but she, of course, she's Janet Jackson. She's an icon. She's a legend. There's nothing that she could do that for me that could be wrong. But there is some criticism I do have. I was talking to somebody the other day regarding Janet Jackson and her career. And this is an honest opinion. Like I want to say this before I say anything. I love Janet Jackson. I love her. I think she is phenomenal. I literally love her. Like, I love her looks. I love her vocals. I love everything about her. She's fine as hell. She's beautiful. She is everything. But I think it's time for Janet to stop touring. I think it's time for Janet to bow out gracefully. And let me explain what I mean by that. I'm not saying she should stop singing, period. But I think it's time for her to transition her career. When I was watching the show, like, now, don't get me wrong, Janet Jackson, for her age, Janet Jackson in her 50s, she looks phenomenal. Her dancing is phenomenal for somebody her age, right? Phenomenal. But I don't know about her, but for me, I can see that Janet is getting to that point where, if she keeps it up any longer, the age is going to start to show. she's going to start to, her age is going to start to show, and then it's going to hinder the show she could perform. Because see, Janet Jackson has been known for a high energy show, right? Dancing, energy, you know, she does those types of, and after a while, that type of show is going to wear on you. Janet is out. 50 years old, 57. You know, how old is she? You know what I'm saying? She's 58. Janet Jackson is 58 years old. She's about to hit 60. And what I don't want to happen is that she goes on a tour and tries to be the Janet she was back in the day. And because of ages, it's like Madonna. Like, no matter how much plastic surgery Madonna's getting, you could see Madonna's old. She can't be doing what she was doing back in the day. You know, it's like Bobby Brown. You know, Bobby Brown back in the day was a bad motherfucker. Bobby Brown was that shit. You know, his songs, it was high energy. Bobby was hitting them vocals. Bobby was hitting them dances. And it was phenomenal. Bobby was that dude, okay? Now, you know, now, whether it's because he's out of shape or he's just old, I think it's a combination of both. Now, thank God for New Edition, because his show, you see, you know, I hear the show's a great show, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, Bobby, they criticize Bobby. He's old, you know, he's older, he's out of shape. He's doing what he can, and it's a good show combination, but by himself, he couldn't do it. It's like Usher. Usher got the residency. I'm sorry, I can't even say it right. You know what I'm saying? He got the show at Las Vegas. You know, he was able to cater a show that's not like I'm dancing heavy every night, you know, where it makes sense. He's making a shitload of money and it's been rave. I think that's where Janet needs to go now. After this tour is over, thank you. You gave it to us. Now look for something permanent. Look for a residency. Look for a special awards. Look for one offers. But to do the tour, because, you know, I used to be in the music business and I've done tours myself, and I've been part of tours, and they really beat on you. Tours are not easy. You know, you're every night you're doing the same show every night, high intensity. You're giving it your all. And then you have to do other things, you know, whether it's promo runs, interviews. It's a lot to do, go on tour. So at the end of the day, I think, you know, that's going to weigh on soon, and then it's going to affect the mystique of Janet Jackson. So I really feel that she should probably, after this tour, take a little break, do a residency, somewhere in Las Vegas, do that for about a few years, you know, do some special one offers, some award shows, get some awards and stuff like that. Now, am I interested in new music from Janet? I want her to do, see, this is the thing. I would want Janet Jackson to do music that's going to be next level. I want that Janet Jackson flair around it. In the last recent years, when she has released music, it has not getting the traction that usually Janet Jackson songs would, because she's not, I don't want to say she's not relevant, but she's just not in the popular mainstream anymore. She's on legend status right now, you know. So if she wants to make music for herself, that's fine. If I was her, though, I wouldn't, at this point, she shouldn't have to put in anything. Do music for your fans, not for, yo, I'm trying to go number one, you know. But like I said, it's whatever she wants to do. But I do think that with the touring, she needs to stop. Because when I was watching her, not that she wasn't hitting notes, I mean, hitting dances, she wasn't hitting them. She was hitting them, but she wasn't hitting them sharp. Like, I mean, back in the day, Janet was known for like hitting it like sharp. Now, to the regular eye, they probably not gonna see a difference. But me being in the business, being around that stuff, I could see things. And, you know, 58 years old is, I mean, even though what she was doing and how it was phenomenal. So don't get me wrong, phenomenal. But I saw some things that was like, all right. And I want Janet to bow out on top. You know what I'm saying? I want her to transition on top where nobody's saying, yo, that last tour she did, man. You know what I'm saying? Just because of the show and the music she's about, you know, years ago, me and my wife went to see Smokey Robinson. Now, Smokey Robinson, all he did on stage is stand there and do a little little shimmy. You know what I'm saying? But he doesn't have songs that are like, I need to be dancing, high impact. You know, he doesn't have that. So Smokey could do that for years. Somebody like a group like Boyz II Men could tour till they old because all they do is stand there and sing. Somebody like Lionel Richie, we saw Lionel Richie and we did a podcast on that. And Lionel Richie just walked back and forth. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he didn't have songs. He was never a dancer like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just had really good ballads and songs and stuff like that. So these artists can really keep touring and have great shows. They're the type of artists that rely on lights and pyro in the stage and all that stuff, because at the end of the day, they don't do too much. But somebody like Janet, you can't get the Janet experience unless she's being Janet. She out there dancing, doing her thing, doing a sexy dance, all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, definitely, you know, I feel as a huge Janet fan that this should be her last official tour of her, you know, this type of tour. And she needs to find like a, you know, go to Las Vegas, do award shows, things like that. That's what I think. See, because I know people may hate on this podcast, but say, oh, Cass, you hating on Janet. And I'm not. I love Janet. And I'm thinking from her perspective. I'm not thinking from a fan that will see Janet up there in a wheelchair and still scream and love it. I'm not thinking from that perspective. I'm thinking from her career perspective. You know, I don't want her to open that door where people want to talk shit and say, oh, Janet done lost it or all that. You know what I'm saying? This woman's almost 60 years old. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. And she's been doing it for 50 years. You know, other artists wish they could say that. So for me, I'm in no way going to sit here and hate. I'm not hating on Janet at all. Nah, this is really protective as a fan that loves Janet. Like, you know, this is a time for you to transition to something else, to secure that legacy, to maintain that legacy. You know what I'm saying? Because let's be honest, it's not like Janet needs the money. I mean, Janet's worth what, $200 million, something like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she's worth a lot of money. She's worth a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? She's worth estimated $360 million. Like literally, she's like $360 million, almost half of $1 billion. So, I mean, she ain't vexing for no money. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, this is the time for her to do whatever she wants. Now, if she wants to, you know, reality, if she still wants to tour, right? If she's like, I just love touring. Cool. Maybe adjust the show. And that's fine. If that's what she wants to do. I'm just giving my opinion as a fan, somebody that loves her, not hating on her. But, you know, $360 million. I mean, she could do whatever the hell she wants. If she wants to tour, cool. If she doesn't, that's cool. I just think she should get a residency at a Las Vegas, you know what I'm saying? Do three shows a week there. You'll get, you know, cake up your bread even more, do special appearances, do award shows, get all these iconic awards that she probably, I think, already got, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, maybe go into acting because, you know, her acting is pretty decent. You know what I'm saying? Maybe go in a different direction. I think it's just her time now to, you know, she's done everything that you could possibly do in the business. You know what I'm saying? I don't think there's anything that Janet Jackson hasn't done or been able to accomplish in the music business. So, you know, it's okay for her to bow out right now. You know what I'm saying? It is. It's okay. So I hope nobody thinks this is me hating on Janet. It's not. I love Janet. I think she's phenomenal. I want to see more of Janet, to be honest. But I'm just being a critic and doing a review. So understand that, okay? Now, things that I want doesn't mean things that I'm going to review and talk about. I'm going to talk about realities and my view on certain things. But what do I want? I want to see Janet Jackson. I want Janet Jackson to tour every year. I see her every year. I want that. But in reality, I think it's time for her now after this tour. You know, think about the next level of your career or the next step of your career. Because there's really nothing that she has to prove. There's nothing in this music business she can do. There's nothing, you know, and it's not about her. And it's not like saying make way for younger people or none of that. None of that. No, it's that, you know, I think right at this point, it's time for her to go to another level or another step or whatever, because I really think that, you know, she's on top now. She has a high grossing tour. And like, you know, now it's time for you to go to something else. And it's okay. You've given us more than enough of your life, of your talent, that at this point in your life, you deserve to start to pursue other things that you may want to. It's okay. Now, I'm not saying that's what she will do. I don't know. Nobody knows. I don't know. I'm not saying she doesn't want to keep touring. Maybe she does. Who knows? You know? Oh, yeah, man. Nelly opened up for her. And, you know, I can honestly say that Nelly looks so happy since he's gotten with Ashanti. Even his show, I've seen Nelly several times. I've met Nelly. But, you know, he seems like he has this energy that he's glowing ever since he got back with Ashanti. His show was so energetic, positive, and you saw that was a happy man. So shout out to Nelly and his fortune with Ashanti and welcome, getting married and welcoming his baby. And, you know, he did great on the show, kept the crowd going. Nelly got them hits. He was hitting them with hits after hits. So that was definitely a great opener. I think it was one of the best openers that I've seen in a concert. The only better opener for that opening that I've seen was Lionel Richie's tour where Earth, Wind & Fire. I don't think anybody could beat that opening act because by themselves, Earth, Wind & Fire is a touring band on their own. They can tour on their own. They can fill the arena. So to have them as an opening act, that was a phenomenal, great move. But I would say number two would definitely be Janet Jackson and Nelly. I think Nelly brought the fire. He brought the heat. He brought songs everybody was grooving to. And it was definitely a great opener for her. So, all right, guys, well, appreciate you listening to our podcast. Yes, unfortunately, my better half was not here for this. But of course, we have other reviews where we will be doing together. But sometimes it's going to happen. My wife, she has things she's going to be doing or she's going to be reviewing things as well. And so, you know, she'll do her own podcast. And also check out the website because not only are we doing podcasts, but we do blogs as well. Everything, you know, is not going to be a podcast, you know. Check out the website for restaurant reviews. And like I said, we don't only do podcasts. So shout out to all the new people that are coming aboard. If you're a critic yourself, if you're a critic, a person that you know, reviews things or restaurants or food, hit us up. Let's talk. We're looking for people to join the Couple of Critics family. We really want to make this something that's worldwide where people can get information early and have one source they could come to. Right now, there's so many different sources out there, so many people to follow, all that. But at the end of the day, we're trying to get it all together. People like you, regular people that are reviewing things. And if you do that on your Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, you do a podcast, let us know. And let's talk about how you could join the Couple of Critics family. You know, if anything, we may be able to have a page on there that just posts people that review certain things. As you got people that review watches or people that review computers or whatever, you know, we could definitely add you to the website and promote you, you know, because we definitely want to have a place where people are able to come and see honest reviews from honest people, from real people, not the paid ones. All right. As the little commercial we have says. All right. All right, guys. Well, until next time, Couple of Chris, we're out. Talk to you later.